We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Yeah, we talk about the deep state all the time. We saw it, rear its ugly head with all of the former security officials who came out, the 50 of them, and signed that piece of paper claiming that anything about the president's son, Hunter, must be Russian disinformation. I mean, you see it all the time. But sometimes you need somebody who's been there to kind of put this into perspective. And we've got Dr. J. Michael Waller on the phone right now, a former operative for the CIA and now the senior analyst for strategy at the Center for Security Policy. And he's got a new book out on Big Intel, how the CIA and the FBI went from Cold War heroes to deep state villains. Dr. Waller, welcome in.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you for giving me some time this morning. How big of a threat is this to the United States right now?
It's huge, because when you even have a guy like Chuck Schumer saying that if a president tries to rein in the FBI and CIA, they have six ways from Sunday from going after you. So even the nation's top Democrats are afraid to touch this machine.
Yeah, I don't know where it goes from here. So let's assume for just a moment, best case scenario, Donald Trump gets reelected president of the United States. He is outside of the swamp or the sewer or whatever you want to call it. He recognizes the problem. This sounds to me like it's so ingrained that it's more than just changing the head of this agency or that agency. I mean, how do you affect this if it's really all throughout these agencies?
Well, we're kind of like a stage four cancer patient right now as a country when it comes to the FBI and the CIA. It's really that bad because the neglect has been that long and the rot is that deep. But there's still great parts of them to salvage. We need a federal investigative service and a counterintelligence service to get spies and a foreign intelligence agency. But can we do it with the ones we have? And the answer is no. It's become a danger to the country because, as Schumer was basically saying, they've become a state within a state. That threatens our Constitution.
Dr. Waller, this is Kim. I think one of the most concerning things I've seen is how they're able to label things misinformation and discount them or censor them. And it's so subjective, right? That's their opinion. We would say absolutely not misinformation.
No, it's insanity. And they took the term, they started with disinformation. That's a KGB term. The Soviets made that up as deliberate information designed to deceive. So they're taking a communist Soviet spy term. They're using it now to label things they don't like. That's disinformation with a D. Then misinformation is simply mistaken information, or it's not accurate, or it's something that people disagree on. There's no crime in that. This is what our country's all about. You have to have debate. And certainly somebody's not going to agree. So you call it something that's dangerous and you have to censor it. But yeah, as you just said, they're trying to shut us down. Even with the Federal Communications Commission, we never think of the FCC. But they're even more dangerous than the FBI on this point. They've got a plan now to force internet service providers to start altering their content about what we see and read and how we communicate with each other.
It's frightening. I mean, we've seen lots of examples of it. But you like to think those are isolated. I know a number of FBI agents, local people, in law enforcement who are great people and who are there to do the job. It seems to be the politics seeps in at the top. And I mean, how do you impact that? Like, if when you find out agents were being sent from either the direction of the DOJ or whoever to investigate parents speaking out at school board events last year during the COVID pandemic. I mean, that's it filtering down to the level where I know these local agents probably don't want to do that, but they see it as their job. How do you fix that?
Well, that's the just following orders thing. That's what the Germans said, and you can't have that. I know a lot of the same types of really great FBI folks that you're talking about. There's no shortage of them, but there is a shortage of courage. And if they're going to go ahead and just follow orders anyway and harass Americans anyway, they've become part of the problem.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's daunting. You highlight this going back how many years? I mean, you've been out of the agency for a while now. When did you start seeing this kind of dysfunction?
Oh, I saw as soon as I started going in. So, and actually, I was brought in to work for CIA Director Bill Casey because of the problems inside the CIA. They were having trouble. This is in the early 1980s, and I was still a college undergrad. So you can imagine how bad it is when the CIA director is recruiting college undergrads to do work because none of the professionals inside can get the work done.
Wow.
In this case, the CIA could not find a Soviet direct connection to funding international terrorism and communist guerrilla networks on our southern border.
Are they still doing that? I wonder if they could find it these days. We got all kinds of problems with our open border.
Yeah. So imagine, in the early 80s, it was just over 40 years ago. It was terrible then, but it was really tame in comparison to what there is today. So my job was to go and to find that type of proof of Soviet involvement in arming and training and funding these communist revolutionary movements south of the border. And then later on to infiltrate and disrupt Soviet front organizations, because the CIA itself wasn't doing it. If they were, why would they hire a 21-year-old college kid?
Yeah. Boy, that's absolutely the truth. Well, the book is called Big Intel, How the CIA and the FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains, and maybe what can be done about it as well. It's available on Amazon. Dr. J. Michael Waller, thank you for your time.
Hey, it's great being with you both.
Yeah, we appreciate getting you on here. Not comforting news to hear from somebody who was on the inside.
No, I mean, we know what's going on, but I think that we've only scratched the surface of what we know versus truly what's happening behind closed doors.
And I think all of these agencies, I mean, all the stories about, people and these were maybe isolated, you can argue, because the order came from one field officer somewhere that they should start paying attention to people who attend Latin mass if they're Catholic and just crazy things like that. If you got the wrong people in charge at the top, those things get taken seriously. Where does it end?
Yep.
I mean, you've got to have almost wholesale changes at the top for it to filter down into what's happening lower than that.
Yeah.
And I don't see how you get that if we maintain the status quo in Washington. You can't.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.